NPR.
Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Governor Bill Lee has endorsed former State Agriculture Commissioner Charlie Hatcher over incumbent Republican Andy Ogles for the new 5th Congressional District. The endorsement comes late in the race as internal polling shows the two candidates neck and neck, with Hatcher raising slightly more than Ogles. Tennessee is one of five Republican-led states vying for a deal with the federal government to handle the nation's nuclear waste. The agreement would come with $50 billion in capital investments for the state. The specific communities that could potentially host a nuclear waste site were redacted from the public-facing version of Tennessee's proposal. Governor Bill Lee says he doesn't know for sure what the feds are asking for, whether the feds are asking for a repository site. He tells WPLN News that Tennessee will only commit to the deal if it can balance the economic benefits with the environmental risks.
How do you do both? You make certain that you protect the environment and protect the natural resources that we have, at the same time bring economic benefit as a result of that this campus coming. If and only if you can do both, should you do it at all?
Democratic State Senator Heidi Campbell has called on the governor to release the names of the specific sites under consideration to host the program. An anti-abortion protester from Tennessee made headlines when his actions landed him a felony conviction and again when he got a pardon from President Donald Trump. Now he's secured a $1.2 million settlement, according to the Tennessean. Paul Vaughn and his fellow protesters blocked access to a reproductive health clinic in Mount Juliet back in 2021. That was before Tennessee banned abortion. A federal law says any kind of obstruction to reproductive care, be that a literal blockade, intimidation, or threats, is a crime. Vaughn was convicted of the felony in 2024. Vaughn's case is one of many. These arrests were somewhat common under the Biden administration. During his first week in office, Trump issued widespread pardons. The people who were convicted have been suing the government, and Trump's Department of Justice has been settling those lawsuits. The agency argues it was a weaponization of the justice system against anti-abortion activists. As always, you'll find more local news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.